guys, and welcome back to Dearest Geeks. Today we have a very special guest. I feel really bad because I messed up on time zones and they're currently up at like 2:30 in the morning and I feel really bad, but today we have a guest and you can introduce yourself and tell everyone what you do and who you are.
Hello, my name is Charlotte, but I also go by V online, and I am a voice actor. Well, a hobbyist voice actor, but a voice actor nonetheless.
All right, so my first question for every voice actor who I usually have on this podcast is like, what's your favorite role to play when you are like casted into something?
My favorite roles to play are generally villains.
If really?
Really. I just get to go apeshit, if I'm honest. I get to like bust out my, as I like to call it, my yandere laugh.
When you're auditioning, do you like, because I know some voice actors that I've talked to said that like the acting part isn't like the difficult part for them, but some that I talked to also said that like, because they're shy, they have like a specific way of doing things. Are you comfortable with acting like all the time, or do you have like a specific routine you do before you do like auditions?
I generally just go straight to it, if I'm honest. Like, yeah. I just kind of go, like, I'll wake up and I'll just be like, I want to record right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. When did you start voice acting?
It was like, I want to say heading four years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like a lot of voice actors these days got their start with, Casting Call Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I started with like mm-hmm. voice acting and everything. And I was just kind of like auditioning for different things that I'd see. And I didn't think at the time that it would stick as much as it did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it just kind of, it did.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. What kind of like inspired you to start? Like, were you just like on the internet one day and you're like, ooh, I want to voice characters? Or do you have like a story that like follows what inspired you to start voice acting?
I actually have kind of a story.
Ooh, so. Tell it. Tell me the story.
Okay, story time. back when I was 11 years old, me and my family,
mm-hmm.
like me and my aunt specifically, we used to do acting together.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'd do theater and she'd give me scripts for things.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd teach me things that she'd learned over the years, because she used to work behind stage.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd always be like, okay, just close your eyes and imagine that you're like in that zone. And that really stuck with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And as I started growing up, like we did it for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And but after those 5 years were up, my cousins and my sister were like, we're not so much into like doing it this way.
Yeah.
Like my cousins went on to do like band stuff and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister went on to go to drama school, like drama college.
Yeah.
Like, so she did it like to get more experience with things like that.
Right.
So I'd get like kind of tips from her occasionally, being like, oh, we do this, or
right,
or the director was like this. And I just found myself wanting to like get more out of the acting perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of like, because like I grew up with games as well, and I played games from like the Nintendo era and the Sony, and the Sony era.
Mm-hmm.
Like I went both ways.
Variety, it's good.
Yeah. And I started like noticing that they had like voices for things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh wow, these voices are really cool. I wonder what happens like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So I started getting curious, and I started like researching different voice actors, and I was like, oh my god. And then I have to say that the biggest one is probably when Spider-Man.
Yay, Spider-Man. Yes.
Yeah. And I heard Yuri Lowenthal, and I was like, this is acting. Like, this is really good acting. I can't believe someone is doing this.
Yeah.
And so I did, like, I started looking at interviews with him in, and there was one app on the iPhone where you could talk to voice actors. And
oh, yeah. What was it called? What is that?
I can't quite remember the name. I know it existed. I remember logging onto it, and it'd be like little mini panels.
Yeah, oh, that's so cool.
And like, you could talk to the voice actors.
Mm.
And I remember going into Yuri Lowenthal's and his wife's, and I was like, oh my god, these are so sweet. These are like the sweetest people I've ever met. And at the time, I was going by Spidey Quips.
That's amazing. Okay.
I don't know if they'd remember me or not, but
yeah,
hopefully they do. But like, I'd talk to them occasionally, and they'd give me tips and like things that they've learned over the years, and I was like, this is really cool.
Yeah,
I love this.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then it just kind of all spiraled into like, I'm gonna do like voice acting. It's kind of funny how like it all just kind of molded together, and
that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome that your family kind of inspired you from the beginning to start. My question to you is, do you have, like, because I know some people who like work in like the creative fields, like anything like acting or anything like that, a lot of people don't really see it as a job, and they're kind of like negative towards it. Have you had anything like that happen to you where someone was like, oh, you just talk in a microphone, like that's not work? Has that ever happened to you?
I mean, I feel that happens to people regardless.
Like, yeah.
Like a stranger could say it to you and you'd just be like, okay, if I'm just talking into a mic, like as my friend, like Zach Elliott said.
Oh, Zach!
he was like, if all I'm doing is talking into a mic, how come I get paid for it?
This is true. Oh man. Yeah, because I know some people just don't really like associate like creative work with like actual work, which is not true at all, because it is work. It's a lot of work. What would you tell, like, because I know some people who want to start voice acting, like their biggest fear is like, number one, rejection, and number two, like judgment from like other people who might not really understand like the creative field. What would you tell like newer voice actors to deal with that kind of stuff?
Honestly, I'd just say to like roll with it and have fun. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not gonna have fun, like, it sounds weird to say, but like, if you're not having fun, why are you doing it?
So, right.
It's like you can't exactly go to a job, and if you're not having fun with it, why are you sticking with it?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And like, because with rejection, like that's a huge thing with like anything like gig based, I feel like rejection just comes with it, because like it's like the director's like opinion. It doesn't mean you're a bad voice actor if you don't get the part, but like rejection just comes with voice acting, anything, like musicians, like everyone has to deal with that kind of stuff. What are some like ways that you have dealt with like not getting the role that you wanted, or something like that. Like, how do you deal with that?
The way I deal with it, like most people, I do like have my moments where I'm like, oh my god, I'm not good enough. Why didn't I get the role? And I'm just like, wait, hold on. Like, rewind. It's not that I'm not good enough. It's that someone out there did a slightly better job than me, but it doesn't mean that I'm bad.
Right.
It just means that I wasn't the right fit. And as someone close to me told me, the thing with voice acting is it's like a staircase. So sometimes it's a really long walk up there, like a really long spiraling staircase. But then other times get like a lift. So like a lot of things will release at once. Like something that you worked on a few months back will come out, and then you'll get a lift through that because someone will see that and they'll be like, oh, I like this voice actor. They could do this character or that character, which has happened to me a couple times.
Oh, wow.
Recently.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I've done certain voices before, and I've had like indie industries coming to me being like indie creators being like, would you like to voice this character for me?
Oh,
like,
that's awesome.
And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I could do that. And they'll be like, is it okay that it's like still like being worked on and like we're still like working all the kinks out? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I'm not expecting like things to be instantaneous.
Right.
Like, that's another thing that I feel like voice actors like can fall on sometimes. It's like, we'll be like, I want this thing to happen now.
Yes.
Like, I cannot tell you how many times I've seen people being like, I want to be big now. Like, I want my name to be in lights now. And I'm just kind of sitting there being like, I get it, but it's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. Patience is very important. My question to you, because I am not a voice actor, so I don't know anything about auditioning or anything like that, but how long does it usually take to hear from like a director when you, like, let's say you go on casting, was it, you said casting club? Hopefully I said that right. Yeah, like you go on there and you send an audition. How long does it usually take for like directors to get back to you?
With casting club, it takes them as long as the deadline that they set. With like more indie stuff, it can take them like a month maybe, because they have like a bunch of like other voice actors to consider.
Yeah,
and it depends on how big or how small it is. Like there have been times when I've heard back within like maybe a week, but then there have been other times when there have been other times where I've been like, I haven't heard anything back for like months, and I'm just like, okay, how is this working?
Oh no, the waiting game is so painful.
Really.
So you mentioned that you played Nintendo. This is just a quick off subject question, but what is your favorite Nintendo game?
Oh my god, my favorite Nintendo game.
It's a hard question.
Can I be honest? I'm more of a Sony person. I am a Nintendo person these days. Like, I used to be really big into the Pokemon franchise, but then it just kind of went a bit all over the place, and I was like,
yeah,
I don't know anymore.
There's too many of them now.
They're multiplying.
So what's your favorite Sony game?
Right now it's Nier Replicant.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like the Nier Automata and Nier Replicant. And there's also another game that I really love that has a special place with me. But I feel like not many people know of it.
What is it?
Odin Sphere.
What is that? Tell me about that game.
It's set like a fairy tale, like a fairy tale storybook. And it's just, the gameplay is really good because it's like I think if I remember, it's a 2D platformer. So, like, and the characters are really lovable. Like, they're so lovable to me that I actually had one of them tattooed on my
arm. My god, that's so cool, really? That's so cool.
Yeah. It's like, I was like, I love this game. I'm having it tattooed on me. It's like, I want to have a Spider-Man tattoo as well, but this, I feel like there's only so many things you can do with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, most people will just go for, like, the spider web.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what if I had the web slinger?
Oh my god, please do that. Please do that.
I want to.
I support your decisions. So what is, like, your, like, do you want to be casted for, like, an anime? Do you want to be casted for a video game? Like, what's your, like, dream area to work in?
Both.
Yeah, wow.
I would love to be cast in an anime just for the fact that, like, I feel like the anime industry needs to have more love for people with lower voices. Like, you hear a lot of people with, like, the higher range.
Yeah.
And I'm all for, like, Horimiya right now.
Because
it has the main character with a lowered register voice, and I'm like, yes, give us more love.
Representation, yay!
We need it. That.
what type of anime character would you want to play? A villain?
A villain or a protagonist?
Ooh.
One or the other.
Ooh. Very different. Interesting.
Yeah.
What genre of anime would you want to do?
Probably like slice of life comedy.
Oh yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've been told that my voice fits that more than it would be for, like, action kind of anime, stuff like that, and I'm just like, I'll just go for the slice of life. I'll just do that.
Well, I hate to break your dreams, but the villains in the slice of life anime are not going to be as, like, scary as they are in shonen anime.
Darn it. My dreams have been crushed.
What about for a video game? You want to play a villain?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play a villain in a video game just so I can be like, okay. So they can be like, well, okay, I want you to do that laugh that you do. And I'm just like, yes, I can do it.
It's the laugh.
Honestly, like, if you ever wanted to hear my, like, yandere laugh, all you have to do is literally look up, like, on my YouTube channel, The Chair, which is, like, a Final Fantasy VII remake comic book that I did, and it is literally there.
Oh my god.
The chair! Give him the chair! He had it coming.
What do you see yourself doing in, like, 5 years from now with voice acting?
Oh boy, 5 years from now, I would really like to, like, have my foot in, like, the door of the industry more. So, like, I'd like to say that I would like to have more roles under my belt. So, to be able to announce that I've been in an anime would be a really big thing for me.
Ooh, I'm hoping.
Because I'd be like, please, hire me.
Please, let me laugh for you professionally, please.
Let me do it.
For, like, if I was, like, a new inspiring voice actor and I came up to you and I was like, hey, I have no equipment. I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea where to get trained. What would you tell me to do?
Okay. My advice for like this could probably like be very different from a lot of people's, but mm-hmm. my first line of thought is you don't necessarily have to have like voice acting lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're useful. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
But they're more of a luxury than they are like a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and definitely don't have a boiler in your room. Like that will just really screw with your recordings.
And so specific.
You'll just be standing there for ages just being like, is it gonna turn off yet? Is it gonna turn off yet?
I'm assuming that's from personal experience.
Yes, it is. Considering that in my room there is a boiler. Yeah.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
So I just kind of have to stand there and be like, is it over yet? Is it over yet?
Oh my god. That's amazing.
And like, okay. I'm trying to think of different things to say to like people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like things that you need to know.
Right.
And they're all kind of like mushing into my brain.
All right, let's start with equipment. Like if I'm a new voice actor and you know, I just want to start out as like a, you know, hobby voice actor. Cause like, I don't know if I'm good enough to be a professional voice actor yet, but like what kind of equipment would you recommend for me?
I'd say that regardless of what people like to say is that you can start with like a Blue Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to do it as like a hobby and just to yourself for the meantime, I'd say invest in one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're the lesser expensive mics. Like, mm-hmm. I started off with like a condenser mic that I found off Amazon for like £10. And I just kind of went up from there.
Yeah.
Like now I'm now on an 80-20-20.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, it's okay. It gets the job done.
Right, that's important.
but you can start with like, the Blue Yeti, then build your way up.
Mm-hmm.
Like the more confident you get or like the more income you get, it depends.
Right.
But and definitely remember to have a pop filter because those pop noises are going to drive you insane.
Oh man. And then with auditioning, what would you tell people who don't necessarily like have confidence in their acting? Like what are some ways that they could get better at like their acting or just like talking in front of their microphone?
I'd say if you're nervous with acting, like maybe think of going to like a free acting class or something.
Mm-hmm.
To like get like that confidence boost.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe do some acting with some family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like who have the same kind of love for it or like, you know.
Yeah.
And remember that it's more about having fun than it is about anything else. Like people want you when you're auditioning to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't want you to like agonize over the tiny details.
Right. Right.
Like they want to know that you're enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can tell. Like I feel like 90% of rejections can happen if you show that you're not confident and you're not having fun with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And then I know you mentioned one, but where are some places that people can get like auditions or like get their name out there? Like I know you said Casting Club, And that's I know you use Twitter as well.
Yeah.
Are there any other places that people can find like auditions?
I know that Kara Buckland has a server. Mm-hmm. I think it's something to do with like voice acting. I forgot the name. I am terrible with names. But I know that she has a server where she gives like tips and stuff.
Yeah.
And things to audition for, or just general talking to other voice actors.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but a bit of like a self plug for myself.
Yes, plug.
I have my own server.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can talk about these things. Like, I have two servers specifically. Like, I have my normal server where you can just talk to me. Mm-hmm. Just no bars. You don't need to like think too hard about anything.
Right.
Like, just talk to me. And I have my dubbing server where I do it for like smaller creators. Like, I'm doing a thing where I'm bringing in smaller content creators and bringing them onto my channel.
Mm-hmm.
So they can voice acting there as well.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What are your servers called, so people listening can know?
Well, my dubbing server is called V's Dubs, with right. V at the end, like Dubs. And my normal server is called V's Vigilantes.
I love it.
Because, you know, vigilantes.
Send me the links so I could put this when I put this on Twitter. I'm gonna cut this out, but when I put this on Twitter, I can like tag your Discord servers so people could see them. Yeah, so just
yeah,
send,
sure.
Yeah. And then my last few questions for you is, are you currently working on anything that you want to tell people about?
Let me think about that. Am I working on anything that I want people to know about right now? I'm just doing like Merryweather kind of dubbing comics at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you can see on my Twitter. Like I recently uploaded Internet Explorer Chan, which I had a great time recording for. Oh my God. Like I got to use my higher pitch.
Yay!
And I also have Discord Chan that I did as well, which is from like the same comic creator, like Merryweather, where I got to use my more bratty voice. And my laugh is sort of in there.
Oh my God.
It's like a brattier version.
Everyone go look for the laugh. Look for the laugh.
look for the laugh.
And then my last question for you is, where can everyone find you on the interwebs?
You can find me at my Twitter, which is @sharkwhipv. Again, you can find me on YouTube, which is sharkwhipv. And you can find me on, where else can you find me? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. Your Discord you mentioned before.
Yeah, you can find me on Discord, which is sharkwhipv brackets v 8492. So yeah,
very nice.
Those are the places you can find me.
Cool. Make sure everyone checks them out. So this is a great interview. It's very great talking to you. I apologize that it's like, I think it's like 3 a.m. for you, or maybe 4 a.m. I'm not really sure, but I'm so sorry. Please get some sleep. Please get some sleep after this. And this is a great interview. So you guys can catch this podcast every week. And if you have any guests that you want to bring on, just let me know and I will see if we can get them on. So until the next interview, my friends, goodbye. Say bye.
Bye.
Looking for watch-alongs of all your favorite shows, head over to our Patreon. Free accounts get reactions and interactive content. The premium tier unlocks early access to all our latest stuff and a fun Discord community. You can even keep up with Cat and the Gang as we dive into video games. Be sure to sign up for free on allagesofgeek.com and make your own account. So come on and geek out with us. It won't be the same without you.